So how about morality and lifestyle preferences of a parent? Can that be used against a parent in court when it comes down to custody or visitation, primary resident or responsible, the parent responsible for certain illegal custody areas? In this case, two type of tests could be used. The first one is the per se approach. The per se test was an assumption that the parent's harm, the morality, the lifestyle of the parent harms the child without requiring any proof of detriment. Even the questions, how is this hurting the child? How is that conduct that you claim that that hurts the child is due to the other parents or that parent's morality or lifestyle? So this test was the approach used to remove custody from homosexual parents. But this has been replaced by the nexus approach, which actually does ask the question, show me proof. The nexus approach is where a parent must show actual harm before the other parent's sexual or religious behavior is brought into question. Quite a different approach, and it has replaced the per se approach, which didn't even require any proof of detriment from the parent making a claim. So let's talk a bit more about the nexus approach, because it's more relevant nowadays when it comes to morality and lifestyle preferences of a parent in custody case.